It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's a war going on, and you're going to pay for it. Apple is suing Samsung over cases for Galaxy Tab computers, saying the cases violate Apple's patents. It's the latest in an escalating war by Apple against any company selling stuff that runs on the Android operating system. This week, the International Trade Commission ruled HTC violated Apple's patent, having to do with automatically calling phone numbers that show up in emails. Apple's involved in patent cases in Germany, Italy, Australia, Japan as well. Doug Lichtman, professor of law at UCLA, says Apple has the upper hand.
Apple, in the end, can win more of these than anyone else, and they'll ultimately trade that for peace, where peace will be Android phones look different.
Lichtman says Apple has a lot of ammo, a huge stockpile of patents that it owns, but it has other advantages too.
Apple's basic story in most of these cases is very simple and very attractive. They say, the other guy copied me, right? They put the Galaxy Tab down next to the iPad, and they say, Your Honor, nothing fancy here. No experts, no lawyers. Just look at the two devices. Samsung slavishly copied. You've got to stop them.
Which brings you, dear listener, to the Pete Townsend question.
Why should I care?
You should care because as these patent wars increase, lawyers got to get paid. Lichtman says expect higher prices for phones and tablets down the road.
On top of that, the patent system is distracting all these companies from doing what we want them to do, which is to genuinely innovate. Right? We're fighting over all these little things. I don't care how much you like this feature where your email lets you push the phone number and dial automatically. That's not curing cancer. This isn't what the patent system was supposed to do.
Let's report the findings.
According to a recent study,
life's a bummer. A University of Vermont research team spent 3 years combing through the tweets of 63 million Twitter users. They attached emotional ratings to 10,000 common words and phrases. The finding? We are getting steadily less happy as the years go by. Peter Dodds is one of the researchers.
Simply counting swear words actually turns out to match very well with a more complicated version of measuring happiness. So if you look at time of day, for example, you see that happiness goes down from about 7 a.m. in the morning to about midnight. At the same time, swearing goes up throughout the day as well.
So we wake up laughing and then we just start cussing as the day progresses?
I think we kind of wake up in a somewhat neutral mood and then we lose the plot a little bit. I call it the daily unraveling of the human mind. So we need a reset, and maybe that's what sleep is for.
Peter Dodds from the University of Vermont.
Where am I?
The pit of despair. Don't even think.
Don't even think about trying to escape.
1 trillion. That's how many times people watched YouTube videos this year. That's 140 YouTube viewing sessions for every person on Earth. That is twice as many viewing sessions this year as there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. 1,000 billion videos. And now I'm going to make you depressed. Are you ready? Take a seat. Have a glass of water nearby. Deep breath. The number one most viewed video on all YouTube for 2011 was Friday by Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
So long, culture. You had a good run. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.